Then he whispered to me,
"They call me Francis Burke, Colonel Francis Burke, and I have come to see your masters. So please take my name to them and tell them that I have letters for them that will make them very happy."
Colonel Francis Burke was one of the prince's Irishmen who hurt his cause, and so the Scots disliked them greatly. They thought the Irish soldiers fought for money, and not because they loved the prince. I remembered in that moment how the Master of Ballantrae had surprised everybody by becoming a member of their party. I also had a terrible feeling about the letters. I went to the hall where the table was set for dinner. The old lord, as usual, was reading near the fire. Mrs. Henry was sewing near the window. Mr. Henry was walking up and down the room. I told them quickly what I had to say. The lord dropped his book. Mrs. Henry jumped up. She and Mr. Henry looked at each other for a moment. They both became quite pale. Then Mr. Henry turned to me. He did not say anything, but he indicated with his finger that the stranger could come in. When I returned with Colonel Burke, these three were in the same position. I don't think they said a word to each other.
"My Lord Durrisdeer, no doubt,"
said the colonel, and the lord bowed in answer.
"And this,"
he continued,
"must be the Master of Ballantrae. I have never taken that name,"
said Mr. Henry,
"but I am Henry Jury, at your service."
Then the colonel turned to Mrs. Henry and said,
"You are the lovely Miss Allison. I've heard about you many times."